USA, USA, can you see bombs falling? Can you see bombs falling? Cause of you, cause of you.
FM Turmoil, music from Stark Raving Mad, and we heard two cuts from that album, Are You Sleeping and Take a Stand. Started off the set with Dead Silence from Colorado with Rock the Vote from their new 45. The Krivets out of Germany gave us Denial, followed by Ringworm. I believe they're also from Germany, and they gave us Urine. Stark Raving Mad from the good old US of A with Are You Sleeping and Take a Stand. With me here in the studios, some members of Stark Raving Mad. We've got Colleen and hiding in the background, Sam. And they brought down some new material.
Yeah.
And we'll let Colleen introduce it.
Oh, okay.
Tell us all about
it. Well, first, we're glad you're back on the air because we really missed you and we had to tell you that.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm blushing here.
We did our share of calling up here and harassing people as to where the hell you were. You fall off the face of the earth. So I'm glad you're back. And I came up here for two reasons. One is to play some new material from Stark Raving Mad. And the other reason is because I have a new CD from DRI, and I'm really excited about it, and I wanted to share some cuts from that with you, too.
Okay.
So
why don't you tell us a little bit about Stark Raving Mad?
Okay. Stark Raving Mad was a hardcore band in the mid-80s, and the members were myself on bass, Sam Blanton on guitar, my husband, Stephen Hirsch, on drums. And Sponge was our vocalist. Sometimes we called him Sponge-oid. And, you know, we put out a couple of records. We did the tour thing in the van and the mail order. And we put out a record called MX and one called America. And there was also a couple of European pressings that got out there. And then you had told us that you had heard about some CDs in Europe floating around. So, but we haven't seen any of those. We broke up in like 1986, and this year, Sam and Steven and I decided to get back together, write some new stuff, practice, and try and remember the old songs. And we practiced. All year, we got a space in East Setauket. It practiced every night, and then in July, we decided to record our new songs. And the purpose really of this tape was just to try and get some gigs on the island and in the city. And we recorded these at Joe's Garage in East Meadow. His name is really Joe. in about 10 days after we recorded this tape. Our drummer, Stephen Hirschon, my husband, died. It was sudden and unexpected, and needless to say, I was a mess, and Sam and I were very devastated, and so was our families and all our friends. And it was a major personal loss for us, but Sam and I also felt that it was a loss for punk music of a talented contributor. And for a long time, we couldn't listen to this tape, and it just sat, and it's been like 3 months now, and it just sat and sat. And when I found out that you were back on the air, I thought to myself that if Steven were alive today, that he'd be here with this tape now. And so I thought that I wanted to come up and play it for you.
Okay. So what have we got?
Well, it's just a rough mix. It hasn't been re-edited or remixed or overdubbed or anything. I have four songs. the first one's called Night at the Island. It's about a club in Houston where we all met called The Island. It's where a place that showcased punk bands and DRI started there, and we had a good time there. I've also got 20 Bucks in 20 Minutes, which is basically about going into bars and spending a lot of money and spending half the time in the bathroom pissing it all away anyway. We also have Violence in My Car, which is about auto racing. It's kind of Sam's fantasy about actually winning a race. He races in Riverhead in the Enduros. He's been doing that a couple of years. And the last song that we have is called Are You Ready? And that's a cover version of a Doomsday Massacre song. And Doomsday Massacre was the band that Sam was in before he was in Stark Raving Mad. And we speeded it up a little and and put that down on tape, too. So we can go ahead and roll the tape. And Steven, wherever you are, I hope you're listening. And everybody really misses you a lot, baby.
Okay, Stark Raving Mad here on Turmoil. 90.1 FM. Turmoil Music from Stark Raving Mad, and that was recorded about 3 months ago at Joe's Garage. Last recording.
July 26th,
the last recordings of the band before Steve tragically passed away. Little rough mix there, but that's the whole idea behind punk. And before I just wanted to throw one extra song in just so you guys can get an idea of how great a drummer Steve was. Steve was probably one of the fastest drummers that I've known, but he also was one of the most talented drummers I knew also, because he could also play other types of music that most people didn't really get a chance to hear him play other types of music on the drums or anything like that, so they didn't really get the chance to appreciate him. But I know over in Europe that when Stark Raving Mad kind of started off that kind of led to a revolution over in Europe, especially like Sweden and Norway, where a lot of the really fast bands came from. And I know that, you know, DRI and Stark Raving Mad were like two of their biggest influences for this style of music. So we're going to play something from the album here, the European Import album, just entitled America from Stark Raving Mad, and we're going to play Judge and Jury. And just pay attention to the drums, because then you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. Stark Raving Mad here on Turmoil. FM. Turmoil Music from Stark Raving Mad. Judge and Jury. I hope you paid attention to the drums there. One other thing I forgot to mention about Steve, though, is that although he was a really talented drummer, he had enough pride in himself to actually go out and learn other styles of drumming. Even though he was good to begin with, he was someone who, you know, didn't have the ego to say, well, I'm the best there is. He actually would take the time out to learn other styles of drumming.
Steven lived to play the drums.
Right. And anytime I think of Steve, I just picture him behind the drum set. Yeah. That was just like the one place where he was meant to be. So hopefully he's up there drumming right now. Colleen also brought down another...
the new DRI band. CD. I got this CD in the mail last week from my brother, who, as you know, Steve, is Spike Cassidy. He's the guitarist for DRI. He's one of the founding members, along with Kurt Breck, the singer. They have a new bass player on this CD. He goes by the name of Chumley. And Rob Rampey plays drums. And this is called Full Speed Ahead. It's on Rotten Records, which is DRI's label.
And this is just coming out now to the stores, I guess.
It's previously unreleased. It's not available in the stores yet. So be looking for it soon. On the cover is a picture, a drawing, or it's a painting of some battleships with a lot of artillery and explosions and fire and things happening. And on the front of the ship is two big skankers. So that's Full Speed Ahead. And I think the title of this CD justifies a lot of the content on it. It's pretty thrashy. It rips. And I really like it a lot. It has 16 songs. And it's kind of like a, I won't say a crossover back to hardcore, but it's like it kind of goes back a step to some really thrashy riffs and things going on there. And I think a song that reflects that, which I'd like to play for you, is called Who Am I? This is one of the first songs that DRI ever wrote, and they used to play it at their first gigs. It's 47 seconds long. The lyrics are, Who am I? DRI. And they dropped it for a while and brought it back on this CD. And they got Eric Brecht to sing some vocals also. He's DRI's original drummer. And he's also Kurt Brecht's brother. So let's play this. I really like this song.
Okay, DRI, Who Am I, here on Turmoil. FM, DRI, they said it right there. Who am I? Colleen is just telling us all about it, so we'll throw the mic back to Colleen.
Okay, the next song I'd like to play is called Under the Overpass, and it's about a Vietnam vet who lives in a cardboard box under the overpass. And it's got some good heavy riffs in this one.
So. Okay, DRI here on Turmoil. Okay, we've got a problem with our CD player. It kind of skips on us, so we're going to just play that over again on the other CD. We'll be right back. 90.1 FM, Turmoil, music from DRI, new music from DRI, and thanks to Colleen for bringing that down. That was Level 7, and before that we heard Under the Overpass, actually 1.5 times.
It wasn't my CD.
Nope. Technical difficulties, sorry for that. And that's from their new CD, Full Speed Ahead, which should be hitting stores any day now.
And then I'm told that they should be touring to promote this CD sometime in January. So okay. I'm really excited about that. Can't wait to see them. And I'd also like to mention that DRI made a special dedication on this CD to Stephen Hirshon, R.I.P. And I didn't know they were going to do that. I just got it in the mail and opened it up, and Spike didn't tell me anything about it. And I just wanted to thank them. I just think that was really nice. Yeah. And thank you, Steve, for having me come down and letting me share this music with you.
Anytime.
Okay.
Come down more often.
Okay.
And bring this guy with you, too.
Okay, Sam.
Okay, so we just a little set there for Steve of Stark Raving Mad, and we heard some new music from DRI here on Turmoil. It's 9:38, 22 minutes left. At 10 o'clock, we've got the USB concert billboard, and then Not for Rollo after that. Going to hear something from a band from Florida called No Consent. This is from their new CD on Stiff Pole Records called Nowhere to Hide. This is Pressure. No, that's not Pressure. It's over here. This is Pressure from No Consent here on Turmoil.